Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Living the Good Life here, live from Los Angeles. It's time, though, for one of our fabulous segments here, Cannabis Healing, hosted by Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning.
Good morning to you, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my new novel, it's a thriller entitled Just Try Me, and it looks at sex trafficking. It's available on Amazon.com and getting great reviews. We'd also like to thank our sponsor at Tikkun Olam, the world leader in cannabis research and production. Tikkun Olam is now distributing its products in many parts of the United States, and that includes its hemp-based CBD, Tikkun Hemp. It's now available everywhere. You can order it online at tikkunhemp.com. And I'd like to spell that. It's tikkunhemp.com. Now today, we're going to talk about a huge trade show that's called the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition, and is held both on the East Coast and the West Coast, in Los Angeles, Boston, and New York City at different times of the year. So we're going to be talking a lot about what's going on. But to tell us more about this spectacular expo is Christine Iannuzzi. She's a managing partner and show director for all three expo locations. Christine Iannuzzi, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you so much, Paxton. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me.
Of course. So let's jump right in. First of all, Christine, I understand that you have a vast media background in TV and radio, as well as business. But then how did you get involved in the cannabis expo industry? Tell us.
Okay, well, my family has been in the trade show business for a long, long time, decades, starting with my father. You might, Paxton, recall trade shows that started in the New York Coliseum that migrated to the Javits. One of them was PC Expo back in the 80s. So my family has a legacy of trade shows, hundreds of them since the 80s. My brothers continued the trade show businesses and expositions, conferences, when my dad retired and then ultimately he passed. My sister was part of it for many years. I was not. I was the youngest one. I'm not that young anymore, but I was the youngest one at the time and pursued different things, and I became an engineer, and I wound up in a very wonderful career, in a technology career, working for media companies, as you say, many of the major networks. When I turned, well, about 5 years ago in 2014, my brothers had proposed to me to join them in the trade show business because they wanted to start cannabis trade shows, because the industry was starting to grow and there was a lot more interest in it, and businesses were starting to come out and flourish. And they said, you know, we've built so many different industries, from trade show organizing and conferences and educational sessions and so forth. We think we can do something with cannabis, Christine.
Well, you did. Like to... We did. I don't want to cut you off, but I've got lots of questions to ask you. Now, how has the Cannabis Expos changed in terms of products and attendance since their inception? Has there been a big change? Can you give us some idea of what's going on?
Yes. So every year, as you mentioned, we are in three different cities. We're on the East Coast and the West Coast. When we started our shows in New York, in L.A. in 2015, what we've seen from then till now is a doubling of the shows every year in the exhibitors and the attendance. It keeps growing. The types of companies that are exhibiting and networking and coming and attending the show, because we're a business-to-business platform, Paxton, we've noticed that the legislation starts to change in the states, in the United States. We have 33 states that now have medical and or recreational laws, that adult use laws. We've noticed that more companies are now coming to exhibit in our shows. And we do have repeat exhibitors. The booths are getting much more elaborate. The companies that are coming are from ancillary businesses, not just cannabis businesses. So we've had dispensary owners. We've had growers come. We have companies that specialize in irrigation. We have construction companies coming. We have brick companies coming.
Oh, my goodness. So it seems as if you know, someone may not really want to learn more about CBD, but maybe they want to learn how to grow a crops or all that. I find that really interesting. I also understand that there will be a number of panels discussing cannabis research. Can you tell us what some of the topics will be?
Sure. So we have a lot of CBD companies. So back to your other point, we're seeing a lot of companies coming that are related to CBD treatments. Like I said, the ancillary businesses as well. And we do have some panels that we're going to be featuring that will talk about these elements that are so prevalent in the trade shows. We are featuring something called Modern Perspectives on Medical Cannabis, where we will have Michelle Shuffit, MD. She's going to present specifically where California is concerned. It's the oldest medical state for cannabis, but she's going to talk about the realities and myths surrounding the plant and its medical qualities and the claims that it has made. So that's going to be a very interesting presentation. We also have another one called Understanding Medical Cannabis Uses by Shonda Macias. She is an owner of a healing center and the CEO of Women Grow. We also have a panel, which Paxton is very important, that gets discussed. It's called CBD Research Panel, and that is going to discuss the need for safety regarding products. When consumers go and buy CBD products that have labeling on them or don't have labeling on them, how can they make informed decisions? How can they look at that product and feel safe? And this is going to be discussed and highlighted on this panel called CBD Research.
That sounds so important, because I know I have spoken to some people who have complained about products that they've purchased and have been very dissatisfied. So I think that should be, you know, a really big panel for people to go ahead and listen to. Now, I want to ask you, will attendees be able to purchase products at the expos?
Well, we're a business-to-business platform. We are not allowed, you know, we follow venue laws and city and state laws, so it's not a consumption event. As far as the sale of the product, the exhibitors need to be aware of the IRS issues regarding sales. We're not a consumer retail show. They are allowed to give information about their product and take orders, I believe, at the show. But it's not the kind of show where you can walk out and, you know, go and buy your it's not that kind of a show where you walk away with an edible.
Will there be any samples, or they won't even have samples there?
They will have some samples, but again, they have to be careful of they could show their product. It's a non-consumption event, so they have to be careful about what they give out. And they can. There is some rules and regulations surrounding that. And we organize the show, but the exhibitors are very good at following the rules. They are excellent at that.
Good. Now, will there be any entertainment at the expo?
Yes, we have networking events that are going to be pretty a lot of fun, and they're accessible to our attendees. One is the networking mixer on Thursday, September 26th. It's right on the show floor. So attendees, exhibitors, and professionals can come and have a wonderful experience. Open bar, some snacks. Friday night, we have a big industry party at the Grammy Museum, which is a lot of fun. Attendees can come in and participate and actually see the Grammy Museum. It's a private showing of the Grammy Museum. It's a spectacular event. Sure. We get the whole museum rented out and as part of the party, you get to walk around and enjoy the museum.
It sounds really good, but unfortunately we're running out of time.
Okay.
But before we go, can you tell our listeners where they can get more information about the upcoming three expos?
Absolutely.
You have a website they can go to.
Yes. CannabisMeansBusiness.com is the easiest way to get to us. CannabisMeansBusiness.com or CWCBExpo.com. They go to the same place. And you can buy a ticket, and we will be happy to see them.
Good, Christine. Well, thank you for being with us on Cannabis Healing and for sharing all that information. And I wish you good luck, and I look forward to meeting you in person, perhaps at one of the expos.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much, Paxton. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for having us on.
Thank you, too. Once again, we'd like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's show. Please go to tikkunhemp.com, and that's spelled T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com. And we invite our listeners to stay in touch on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.